Sometimes I think I'm happy here. Sometimes, yeah, I still pretend. I can't remember how this got started. Oh, but I can tell you exactly.
Folks, here we go. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Sorry about that long introduction. As soon as I'm going on the air, my Skype just freezes up on me. So thank you, whoever does that to me all the time on this network. Appreciate that. So it's Incendiary Radio. It is the fifth day of November 2017. And the crap never stops. It never stops. And so everybody knows about this incident down in Sutherland Springs, Texas. Okay. You know, I'm looking at this gentleman, this Devon Patrick Kelly. Okay. This is the alleged shooter. And I'm on the Gateway Pundit right now. As I was coming on the air, Sutherland Springs, this guy looks like he could be Kiefer Sutherland's deranged little brother. I don't know if this is some sort of weird psyop here, but look at the picture of this kid and tell me, Sutherland Springs, that this doesn't look like it's Kiefer Sutherland's mentally deranged little brother. Just weird. You know, stuff here. Now, they posted stuff that the kid was, you know, wearing all black. You know, we're getting all this stuff. Diehard atheist, a CNN fan, the usual suspects coming out for gun control immediately, like we see after every incident. This gentleman was allegedly dishonorably discharged, court-martialed in 2014. It was against the law for him to own guns. Okay. A bit of levity here. And then those of us that play around on Twitter and other places, Democratic congressman falsely claims the Silver Spring, Sutherland Springs gunman is Sam Hyde, a famous internet hoax. This completely politically incorrect comedian, but basically for the last 3 or 4 years, anytime anybody's done anything, you know, crazy and silly, they start posting Photoshop pictures of Sam Hyde around. And you know, Chelsea Handler, Dick Durbin, the President Obama, all these people, of course, first thing they do, they pull this gun control garbage. Okay. And so I wanted to get that out of the way. Can't have clip 8 ready. Now I just stumbled. Okay. I just stumbled across all this stuff to, you know, last night I was kind of laying in bed and I had YouTube playing and I was digging into the Jesuit side of the house. Okay, you know, you got the Jewish angle, mass conspirators, the master conspirators, the organized Jewish community, and then you got the other side of the research house that the Jesuits and Knights of Malta and so forth. They're all the masters and the Jews are all, you know, involved in this are all just Hofjuden or court Jews, blah, blah, blah. So the Guy Fawkes stuff kept coming up. And today happens to be Guy Fawkes Day. And he goes into this brings you into Anonymous, the movie V for Vendetta and all this. This was a Catholic plot, Jesuit plot to blow up the British Parliament back in the 1600s. So let's go ahead and recap Guy Fawkes Day, Ken, clip 8.
The words in this rhyme refer to Guy Fawkes and originate in 17th century England. On the 5th of November 1605, Guy Fawkes and his gunpowder plot conspirators, Thomas Bates, Robert Wintour, Christopher Wright, John Wright, Thomas Percy, Robert Catesby and Thomas Wintour, were caught attempting to destroy the Houses of Parliament. They were found in their cellars with several dozen barrels of gunpowder, and Guy Fawkes was subsequently tried as a traitor with his co-conspirators for plotting against the government. Fawkes was sentenced to death, and the form of the execution was one of the most horrendous ever practiced, hung, drawn and quartered. This punishment reflected the serious nature of the crime of treason. The following year, in 1606, it became an annual custom for the King and Parliament to commission a sermon to commemorate the event. Lancelot Andrews delivered the first of many gunpowder plot sermons. This practice, together with the nursery rhyme, ensured that this crime would never be forgotten, hence the words, "Remember, remember, the 5th of November," serving as a warning to each new generation that treason will never be forgotten. In England, the 5th of November is still commemorated each year with fireworks and bonfires, culminating with the burning of effigies of Guy Fawkes, the Guy. These are made by filling old clothes with crumpled newspapers to look like a man. Tradition allows British children to display their guys to passers-by and asking for a penny for the guy.
All right, go ahead and stop it there, Ken. But, you know, and I'm digging around. Guess what else happened on 11/5, exactly 8 years ago? The Fort Hood massacre down in Texas. Mr. Major Hassan, the alleged jihadi that was involved with psychological warfare operations and so forth and so on. The Fort Hood massacre also happened on Guy Fawkes Day. You take in so many dates and anniversaries and times, and we're getting bombarded with events where this stuff, your own brain can lose it. And so it's, you know, how I stumbled upon it is the same way you guys would stumble upon it. But you're digging around, you're getting ready for the show. Boom, Fort Hood, 8 years ago today. Sutherland Springs, a kid that looks uncannily like he could be a Sutherland himself. Devon Patrick Kelly, and you get all the usual, you know, it's crazy how, you know, all these, you know, people, they dig into people's social media and so forth and so on. And it's just insane that, you know, now we're dealing with this. Now, we just had this Uzbek, the New York truck thing on Halloween. Okay. October 31st is actually Reformation Day. Okay. We just had the 500-year anniversary of the Reformation, and some and you can go to various kind of channels and they're covering this, the commemoration of the Luther and the 95 Theses on the Wittenberg church door where he nailed his theses, really, you know, going off on indulgences basically and a few other things. And look, I think indulgences are insane in any logical thinking person, you know, when you really get into the background of the way the people were thinking back there, it was like, hey, if I pay my money, I can go go buy a hooker or, you know, do whatever. I'm good. You know, I mean, come on. That's just, people were so superstitious, you know, back then. And so Luther happened to be right about indulgences. As soon as the coin hits the, you know, the rhyme, as soon as the coin hits the bottom of the soul escapes purgatory, blah, 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 blah. So Halloween Day actually is Reformation Day. I mean, you read this stuff years ago, you forget it, and then you rediscover it. And I've been digging back into some of the researchers that really dig into that side of the house. And so I'm going to play some of that in a little bit, just to give you that angle. Not necessarily that I agree with that angle, but I got some stuff to play on that in a little while. So. Is, you know, I've got an article by Kevin Barrett up. Okay, now we all know Kevin Barrett's a Muslim from False Flag Weekly News, and he wrote this one on the 1st of November. Did yesterday's reported vehicular attack in Manhattan really happen? Almost certainly. Were people actually killed and injured? Very likely. So why am I calling this event a manufactured terror hoax? Terrorism is a military tactic. Its definition is attacking civilians to inspire fear. This event certainly qualifies. So it is real terrorism, not fake terrorism, right? Well, yes and no. The general population is certainly being attacked and terrorized, but it is the media and behind it elements of the government and ruling class that are attacking us to elicit politicized fear. And the main weapon, the primary instrument of terror, is words and images, not motor vehicles or knives, guns, bombs, or hijacked planes. Well, you see how a guy with his own kind of theological agenda will always lead you to the nefarious controller angle, even though at this point in time you just don't know yet. But I got another kind of, let's just say another angle on this. Ken, cue up clip 11. Let me finish this article a little bit. Clip 11. Okay, now. So let's cut to the chase. The million-dollar question is always qui bono, or who benefits. Somebody obviously wants us to fear Muslim immigrant Uber drivers. Now, Laura Loomer, this little Jewish girl that runs around with Jack Posobiec, she goes on InfoWars at times. She was with The Rebel. She was with Project Veritas. She's in this big... she's been banned from Uber because she was talking smack about all the Islamic Uber drivers and so forth and so on. So you see kind of a – and then we know that I think one of Rahm Emanuel's brothers is one of the big heavyweights over at Uber. Who's might that be? It is ISIS, an organization created and sustained by elements of the U.S. military intelligence industrial complex whose prime beneficiary is the State of Israel. The notion that we should fear Muslim immigrants is a ludicrous, insane, paranoid hoax. Well, I don't agree with that. I think if you absorb enough people from underdeveloped and, let's just say, religiously superstitious areas of the world, no matter if it's voodoo people from Haiti or people from, you know, some of the worst parts of Pakistan and Afghanistan, or let's say Uzbekistan, which I'm not real familiar with, you can't call this a paranoid hoax, because these guys run around, their sexual behavior, their violence, so forth and so on, you know, genital mutilation, and I know that's predominantly in Africa, but, you know... This is what I don't like about Dr. Kevin Barrett, because he always runs cover for a community, this third world community that behaves like barbarians, and quite often, especially in Europe, Canada, the U.S., Australia, and so forth. And so this is a white guy sitting here running cover for a bunch of people that he claims the same religion as, but culturally, you know, he might be this great guy that's very genteel and, you know, nice and blah, 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 but he's running cover for a bunch of people that come out of these third world slime holes that he doesn't have much in common with. And if they probably got him in the right set of circumstances, they'd do him violence. And this is just, you know, this is just what this kind of, you know, blindness that people have because of their own theological, you know, leanings. Okay, so on October 31st, 2017, back to the article, eight of those vehicular fatalities were apparently caused by a crazed Uzbek immigrant. That's not even a blip on the radar screen of significant threats to life and limb. Well, let's see one of your people, one of your family members get run down in a truck. Let's say that the story is on the up and up. But somebody wants you to think Muslims are very, very scary. Who might that be? And, like, I get it. I know, like, Charlie Hebdo, Orlando, San Bernardino, and a lot of these Gladio-style operations have Muslims as the patsies. But the Muslim-level street crime in France, Germany, Sweden, and all the rest of it, this is a whole nother set of circumstances. And so, yeah, I look at these big terror incidents with a very jaundiced eye. But at the same time, I can watch video after video footage from the streets of Europe and so forth and so on, or Dearbornistan, and you see people acting a damn fool, throwing rocks at Christians and, you know, groping women and all the crap that we know that goes on at the street level. And so you're dealing with two separate issues here. All right. And so I wanted to get, you know, Barrett's kind of slant on this out of the way. But let's look at another slant, and this is from one of my YouTubers who's got a very keen eye that I follow. And let's go ahead and roll clip 11.
And I noticed that Yahoo is running a story that this guy planned this for weeks. Hogwash. Nonsense. No. He didn't plan it for weeks. Do you know how we know that? Well, because anywhere in the United States, regardless of what state you're in, regardless of what town you're in, if somebody wants to obtain a weapon, they can have it instantaneously, just that quick. So you mean to tell me some guy, 29 years of age, planned this for weeks, and he ends up with essentially a cap gun and a paintball gun? Did I get that right? No. Hogwash. You see how ridiculous that sounds? Here's another thing. This is only my opinion. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying this is my opinion. It is my opinion that the vehicle was taken over by remote control. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking with it. And the reason why I say that is because a multitude of reasons and a multitude of pieces of information have been obtained where things don't match. And how's that? Well, the perpetrator of the supposed crime that occurred yesterday, oddly enough, he has a brother that in 2007 was assassinated. Well, why would that be? Because he was a journalist. Uh-huh. He was a journalist for Free Radio, Voice America, a plethora of other news organizations in which he was stomping on the government of his homeland, and essentially he was assassinated. Okay? But this was back in 2007. What's really strange about that is that a .gov website updated their website on October 25th, 6 days before the incident, but the update was talking about his brother. What? So, hold on a second. Let me see if I get this straight. You mean to tell me a story that was written in 2007, 10 years ago, just happened to be updated on October 25th of 2017, 10 years later, and 6 days before his brother pulled a Peter Pan in New York? No, buddy, no. I just don't believe it. Now, somebody, a very good friend of mine, mentioned it in Skype that, well, Monty, I think the reason why the update occurred is because there was some sort of party with it, his family, and they built some sort of shrine in their living room, and they had some sort of get-together, and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. That just doesn't sit right with me. It doesn't. And the reason why I believe that the vehicle was commandeered is because when that guy, and it's on video, buddy, so there's no escape, when that guy pulls himself out of that vehicle, first of all, the airbag did not deploy. Did you notice that? He's renting that from Home Depot. He's renting that from a commercial business, and you mean to tell me that they turned off the airbag? Why would that be? So, for people that do investigations like that, look into it. Right? And when he gets out of that truck, he's stumbling around like he doesn't know where he's at. That's not someone that planned. No. That is somebody who is confused. That is somebody that is dumbfounded of their own situation. So try to imagine to yourself, you get in your car, and it's a brand new car. Let's say it's 2014, 15, 16, 17. You get in your car, and you're just going to tool off to work. And before you know it, someone else is controlling the acceleration. Somebody else is controlling the brakes, the turn signals. You think that's impossible? It's not impossible. It happens all the time. Because hackers can get into those vehicles and commandeer them and do whatever they want. So how are you going to just jump out of the truck? Well, you're not. If it's speeding down anywhere, you're not going to get out of it.
All right, go ahead and stop it there, Ken, and we will pick it up. Now, I'm not saying I agree with that either, but having a brother assassinated and working for Voice of America, which we know is kind of intel front, it was shades of the Tsarnaev brothers in Boston when I kind of stumbled across some of this. I'm not saying that this guy didn't do it, but I'm like this. Okay, you rent a U-Haul, the Home Depot truck. I mean, you kill, what, 8 people? 5 of them from Argentina, okay? So the JFK dump, and this is how my sick mind works. The JFK dump on the whole Hitler, Argentina, you know, the rat lines, that whole scenario. And then 5 of the people that get whacked up here are Argentinians. And they're all wearing these matching shirts. It was some big get together and so forth and so on. But I could be Joe Dummy, like 90 IQ, and all the places in New York City where you could really ram, and if you're really a real jihadist and you only kill 8 in this some sort of like a, you know, a bike lane type thing. I mean, all that huge city of millions of people, and if you really wanted to cause a mass casualty event, you could really kill a lot of people. And so I don't know. I wanted to put that out there because that's just some interesting information that you'll always find from these researchers. You know, we're 5 and a half days deep into the New York truck deal, and then we had the Texas church deal today. You know, this guy's wearing all black ballistic, you know, tactical clothes and a ballistic vest. And then there's people saying he was a recent convert to Islam. I mean, you know, just like they're saying about Stephen Paddock. I mean, the information we're getting now, it seems like just it's all agenda driven. And it's all because it's like people are connecting the dots they want to connect to craft their own narrative to where anytime some event like this happens, you'll see people all over the map. Oh, converted to Islam. No, he's a commie. You know, the whole thing, you know, this whole thing that we all have to face as we're all of us that are true watchers to this stuff and not just, you know, these boobs that we all have to deal with in our daily lives that aren't paying attention to much, and they watch the television for their information, and then they want to sit here and have a conversation with you when you just want to, you know, walk away because you know that they're just a TV watcher and not somebody that, that digs. They're trying to drive us up a wall here, but 8-year anniversary of the Fort Hood shooting, Guy Fawkes Day, and then we have this Sutherland Springs incident where the kid kind of looks like a Sutherland, you know, I mean, I'm not saying he's a dead ringer, but damn, it's just crazy. Okay. Now let's see here. We got a couple minutes. Let's cover Bo Bergdahl. Hey Ken, get clip 10 ready. This is one of the YouTubers I follow, this old army vet, hardcore old dude. This is about Bo Bergdahl and him not getting any jail time. Let's do clip 10 before the break.
I just saw the story where Bo Bergdahl will do no prison time for deserting in the face of the enemy. Bo, it appears that politics may have spared you. It appears that the liberal whining and crying may have helped deliver your sentence. But you know, Bo, and you do know, the faces and names of every one of those soldiers in your own unit who died, who were maimed, and who were injured, looking for what they thought was a brother, what they thought was a true American warrior. You know those names. You have those numbers. What you don't have and what we don't have are the numbers of Americans who died as a result of your actions. You see, Barack Obama traded 4 hardcore killers for your punk chicken shit coward ass. How many Americans have died, Bo, at the hands of those extremists? How many Americans have died because Barack Obama?
Hey, did you guys see him hugged up with that Afghan Taliban-looking guy? I swear those two were lovers. It looked like Barack Obama sitting on that couch with that freak show back when he was in college. Same thing. That's why the Obama and the rest of them were so tight when they're the whole thing stinks. Did I hear the music, Ken?
Sound of my heart to Dan.
Oh, there we go. All right, we'll see you guys after the break.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy Clear is $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the Energy Cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the Energy Cleaner. Now, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Shout out to Sean down there at WTFR 107.9 in Australia, TCTA Unleashed. You can find the archive there, commercial free, right after the show's over. Hoolies blog.blogspot.com, WHOOLIS blog.blogspot.com. He puts the show up. And the chat rooms, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiarychat.chatango.com, incendiaryquencher.chatango.com. Some of those are monitors and some of those are not. So enter at your own risk. You know, there's some very weird things going on. And where to start with all this? I guess we should get into Donna Brazile, General Flynn, Tony Podesta stuff for a minute. Can get clip 13 ready. This is Spiro from Newsbud. It's looking like, you know, there's all this chatter about a couple more sealed indictments. Now I'm going to have to get into this 4chan dump that this anonymous poster's been throwing around, and Millennium Report's got a nice condensed version of it all. So I'm going to read through some of that in a little bit, but it looks like General Flynn might get indicted, and it looks like Tony Podesta might be indicted, and possibly what the 4chan dump saying, Huma Abedin, you know, Wiener just had to report to prison for his little 20-some-odd month sentence, Anthony Wiener. So, you know, I got to say this. I'm glad that Trump is in office, and you know, a lot of people are like, oh, Robert, you're such a simpleton, blah blah blah, but you know, Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, David Korn, I mean, the list of all these people from these media outlets and producers in Hollywood, and none of this would ever happened if the alternative would have went down. And so I'm looking at this with, let's just say, kind of, I realize that these are some mafias at war with each other right now, but I'm liking to see some of these, this Mark Halperin character and all of these people with their little holier than thou, you know, platitudes that they always want to shove down our face. These leftists like David Corn, especially, you know, all these type of people, they're finally feeling some heat. It's almost like these people were untouchable. They were so feminine and wussified, and like the disseminators of political correctness, to the point where they thought that they were never going to be touched, because like if you're a left-wing hack, then that gives you insulation to be a creep or a criminal or a terrorist like Bill Ayers. You see, these leftists really need to be the ones – And when I say leftists, I mean Marxists, these communist revolutionaries that have been in our midst in the United States for 100 years trying to overthrow our system. And it's finally good, you know, like the Rosenbergs hung for the stuff with the, you know, stealing the secrets, of course, of the Manhattan Project and so forth and so on. And you know, but it's good to finally see some of the left wingers, you know, the raunchy, terrible Marxist revolutionaries. I'm glad to see some of them feeling the heat. I have to be honest here. But now we're about to see some more shoes dropping, probably in this next week with this Mueller character. You know, I've made it quite clear on this program that I zero in on Mueller because of 9/11. Okay, he was the FBI director that cleaned up this Mossad, neocon, PNAC, military-industrial CIA hit on the United States. And there were, you know, without the CIA in on it, without NSA in on it, and without DOD, corrupt elements of all these alphabets in on it, this operation couldn't have went down. So when people say that 9/11 was an outside job, and then they throw Mossad under the bus completely, that's silly. There's no way that there had to be a ton of these generals who are not Jewish and so forth and so on involved. And so was it a Jewish plot? I mean, you look at Lucky Larry, and you look at, you know, Frank Lowy and Ronald Lauder and all the gang up in New York that really, you know, cashed in on the hit. And then, you know, all the Israeli characters running around. We remember Michael Chertoff and Mukasey and Judge Alvin K. Hellerstein, the whole network. Sure. It was, you know, I mean, it was predominantly a Mossad hit on the United States to get us moving into other realms, Afghanistan, the dope game, you know, the rare earth minerals, the pipelines, and so forth and so on, over, you know, topple Hussein, of course, that the Israelis wanted out of the way. And yeah, we know this big Greater Israel project and so forth and so on, but there were some other players on the periphery. And the multi-intelligence agency necessity to carry this thing out, it was like what I covered last week with this JFK thing. It's like they wanted to suck in as many elements as possible to get everybody's, as many people's hands dirty as possible. Kind of like an omerta, you know, code of silence thing about this thing. And you know, I got some more on Vegas I've got to get to tonight, which is really crazy. But let's double back and let's talk about General Flynn and where this is going right now with 9/11 cleanup guy Robert Mueller. Let's roll clip 13.
We have breaking news this morning as another leak from Robert Mueller's special counsel, which was appointed to investigate the Trump administration of possible collusion with Russia during the 2016 presidential election. The leaked information was first reported by NBC News, suggesting that the special counsel has enough evidence to charge Trump's former national security advisor Michael Flynn and his son Flynn Jr. in the investigation. As Zero Hedge points out, it appears Mueller's special counsel has a serial leaker working in conjunction with the media. Although when it comes to the Clintons and Uranium One, everyone is pretty tight-lipped.
Reports suggest that the Clinton Foundation received millions of dollars from interested parties in the transaction. Bill Clinton received $500,000 for a speech in Moscow, June 2010, from the Russian government-aligned bank. The same month as the speech, Russia began the uranium acquisition process.
Without confirming or denying the existence of any particular investigation, I would say I hear your concerns and they will be reviewed.
As for the Trump administration and the ongoing investigations with the special counsel, the leaks continue to pour like a sieve. Now, it's very important to remember that this special counsel was appointed to investigate collusion between Russia and Trump, not between Flynn and a Turkish businessman. The NBC article does not report any connection to the Trump administration or General Flynn to Russia. Instead, NBC reports that Mueller's special counsel is investigating Flynn because of a contract between Flynn's intel group and a Turkish businessman who is not a Turkish government official. Flynn's intel group was hired to expose the radical Islamic cleric and wanted terrorist Fethullah Gulen before Flynn was even in the Trump administration. NewsBud has been ahead of the curve on this whole story, as NewsBud's founder and FBI whistleblower, Sibel Edmonds, was the first person in the United States to expose Gulen and his global criminal network headquartered here in the United States over a decade ago. The Gulen network is facilitated and protected by multiple U.S. intelligence agencies, including the CIA and the FBI, while Mueller was the director of the FBI. The Gulen network is involved in drug trafficking and money laundering. NewsBud Sibel Edmonds has been exposing Gulen for over a decade, and just a few days ago went on record blowing the whistle exposing Special Counsel Mueller's conflict of interest in this Flynn case.
General Michael Flynn, former National Security Advisor to President Trump, is being investigated by Special Counsel for accepting legitimate payments from Turkish companies for researching and exposing wanted terrorist and radical Islamist Fethullah Gulen and his $25+ billion criminal network in the United States. Former FBI Director Robert Mueller is the special counsel in charge of the case. He is the same Robert Mueller who used his position as director of the FBI to shield and cover up Gulen's criminal terrorist network and operations and take drastic measures to quash a whistleblower's Gulen-related reports. These previous connections and actions by Mr. Mueller create a direct conflict of interest with his current position as a special counsel in Flynn's case and require that he must immediately step down from the case.
Every American needs to see this video right now, and the full video is open to all and will be provided in the show notes. NewsBud also recently traveled to New York City and conducted an exclusive interview with a man who found himself at the center of the Flynn scandal. The exclusive report is an investigative slash breaking news slash documentary that's over an hour and 20 minutes long with multiple exclusive interviews exposing Gulen, exposing the collusion between the Department of Justice, the FBI, the Obama White House, and the Clintons to concoct this scandal.
I would say if I would characterize the Gulen movement, other than the jihadist networks of terror that were created by the CIA through Saudi intelligence and Osama bin Laden, the Gulen network is probably the single most important post-1950 operation of the CIA worldwide.
NewsBud even exposed the former Clinton-appointed CIA director James Woolsey's role in infiltrating and sabotaging the Trump campaign and administration. Find out why James Woolsey, who was on the board of the Flynn Intel Group, was actually competing for the same contract that the Flynn Intel Group received to expose Gulen, and why now Woolsey is doing everything he can to throw Flynn under the bus. As it's being reported, Woolsey is working with the FBI and charges against Flynn and his son are imminent. This is extremely, extremely important. You can see the full hour and 20 minute long video titled Concocting the Flynn Scandal, FBI, CIA, and Clintons Conspire and Collude Towards Trump Impeachment.
You can stop it there. What is it this guy into? And you know, Mueller's decorated Marine Corps officer, and his father was an executive at DuPont. Very interesting. He's got an interesting biography if you guys haven't looked into former FBI director Mr. Mueller. Just very, very, very crazy. Now, so Mueller was shielding Fethullah Gulen, quite possibly. Now, this is allegedly Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the president of Turkey's arch enemy, allegedly. You know, this all had to do with that coup that almost went down, or the fake coup, as however you want to see that thing, where then Erdogan rounds up all these academics and journalists and so-called plotters, and probably a crap loader being tortured right at this moment, for all we know. And a lot of the Bible prophecy people, as I've spoken on before, really look at Turkey, and they really look at Erdogan as these kind of biblical figures. When you get into the book of Revelation and the book of Ezekiel and so forth and so on. So people really always have a close eye on Turkey. And then some people where you talk about the beast having its wound healed in Revelation, they actually talk about that being the revived Ottoman Empire. And then we see the Islamic State, which Turkey is a major player in, this Daesh group, trying to create this kind of this caliphate for the 21st century. The Saudis, the Turks, some other players are in on this Islamic State, and we know that it's joined under the surface with the Israelis in the Greater Israel Project. And so other elements have to be squeezed out, namely President Assad of Syria, most likely the Shia in Lebanon, the Hezbollahs, and then the Shia in Iran, that the non-compromised elements of that regime. And so, you know, we got a couple minutes left, but Donna Brazil, okay, so she writes this book, and this has been all over the news, and this ties in kind of with, you know, everything else. But so she stories about her being fearful for her life after the whole Bernie debacle and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and then we've got the Awan brothers with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and all of the espionage into the DNC, Hillary's side of the house with the emails, the pay per play, the private server, the Clinton Foundation. I mean, this is very dangerous territory, and people like Donna Brazil realize how many people end up dead around the Clintons, even if you didn't necessarily cross them, even if they think that you're becoming a loose end, you end up dead. And we have to realize that the Clintons are subsidiaries of the Bushes. And there's a lot out here about this purge going on in Saudi Arabia. Hopefully I can get to in the next hour, but we're coming up on a break in a minute. But just some of the things that we're going to cover, Prince William running his mouth that there's too many people on the planet, people being paid off by the Canadian government because of MK Ultra experiments. Very interesting. So this is some of your real concrete proof that, yes, when people got to dole out money, then you know that there was some real phenomena going on with mind control and military technology. We have to talk about this little Wendy Williams collapse, this transgender transvestite that's on daytime TV. We got to talk about that too. A lot to get to. Stay tuned. Cindieri Radio.
Yeah. so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I will show the whole world that I can be its master. I will perfect my own race of people that will survive disaster.
Everybody for listening. Sean sent me this from Prince Philip. I just wonder what it would be like to be reincarnated in an animal whose species had been so reduced in numbers that it was in danger of extinction. What would be its feelings toward the human species whose population explosion had denied it somewhere to exist? I must confess that I am tempted to ask for reincarnation as a particularly deadly virus, Prince Philip. Yeah, and we've all in alternative media have seen this quote that Prince Philip has said. And look, there is some half-truth to that. I personally have to witness some beautiful – when I drive to and from work and so forth and over to relatives' house, that was some pristine land that personally I would have rather not have seen touched because there's so much developed land already around me to build these big corporate kind of logistics, those massive warehouses where they tear up the land and it never, you know, and then the animals have to migrate. So I get it. there is a happy medium there with development. Everything can't be developed, or there will be no habitat for wildlife. Yeah, and I get it. So we do have to be stewards of the environment, okay? But at the same time, some people, they just have this self-hating, I want to kill off humans type. You got to be real careful here, because there's people that are – they want all of us to kill ourselves. And they say we're overpopulated, but they're the last ones that want to kill themselves. And so there's these kind of leftard, especially the goofballs, the university professor types, they're real into all this, you know, humans are a scourge and blah, blah, blah. You know, I ran into a guy in the neighborhood, a guy I used to bowl with. I used to be a serious bowler a few years ago. And he's into this house rabbit rescue kind of deal. And this show's about importing people into your country that are of a different culture and so forth. He's like, yeah, he's like a bunch of these Bosnians and Albanians and so forth. And some of these people are white, but they're Muslims and so forth and so on. They actually breed house rabbits like in their basement, in their backyards and crap to kill for the meat. And this is in, you know, urban, suburban type settings. And to where, you know, you got people, little kids living next door that are animal lovers, and you got some alien people from another part of the world that move in, and then they're sitting there hacking up rabbits, house rabbits next door to you. I mean, that's the whole thing about importing cultures in an unfettered fashion. That's totally insane. We'll see you guys at the top of the hour.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.